Welcome back to Behind the Bench with Todd Flood, exploring the big legal cases in the news, both locally and around the country. Todd will also speak with judges, attorneys, and other special guests about our current legal system and how to navigate it. Now, once again, here's Todd Flood.
We're back. Well, I got to tell you, the next guest tonight, and I will tell you, there's going to be more conversations with Mr. Walker over the future here on Behind the Bench. I can assure you of that. His life and life story is just so fascinating. But he just got back from Los Angeles, and he has three brothers and or two brothers. There's three of them. And his father, the famous Dick Night Train Lane, a hero here in Detroit back, I think, 1960 to 65 or so. I think he was with Detroit as a defensive back. Welcome to the show, Behind the Bench. Mr. Walker, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good. There's a little bit of an echo. You just might have to turn off your radio if you have that on, but it's such a pleasure to have you with us. And I know your father, a hero to you and to many others. Tell us a little bit about your pops and what you've been going through and what's happening in his life. And by the way, I have a friend with me tonight. I have Mike Weaver tonight, who is an encyclopedia for sports stuff. So,
how you doing, Mr. Walker?
Okay. Good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Can you guys hear me okay?
We can hear you great. We can hear you great.
All right. I turned the radio down a little bit. Well, I'm one of three sons of Night Train Lane. I'm the middle son. I'm Richard Andrew Walker. I have two more brothers, Richard Lane Jr., and Richard Latimer Lane. So we're all named after our dad. We all have three different moms, and two of us grew up here in the Detroit area. I grew up in Detroit. My younger brother grew up in Highland Park, and the oldest brother grew up in Los Angeles, California.
Hmm.
So we've got Richard, and then father is Richard. So we've got four Richards to carry on the legacy.
So when you talking about your dad, and I know you just went and saw some footage of your father and stories have been, I guess, the biography of your dad, of how he made it. Tell us your mind about what stands out the most after your trip.
Okay, well, we didn't just talk about my dad playing football. We wanted to go all the way back to the beginning, to when my dad was wrapped up in newspaper at 3 months old and thrown away as a baby.
Wow.
And being found by the lady who adopted him later, which was our grandmother. And he went from the garbage to one of the greatest players to ever play the game of football.
Wow.
So that's the story we're telling. I just come back from L.A. They flew us down. They rented the movie theater in Long Beach. We went and sat down for almost a couple of hours. They previewed the documentary with us, and this thing is coming out great. So this year will be our dad's 50th anniversary at the Hall of Fame. We're going to have this done. Before that, we want to be able to preview it. We'd like to preview it here at home, hopefully do something with the Lions where – they can view it also with the team, and also down in Canton, Ohio, with the Hall of Famers.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? And so I came I'm actually Mike Weaver's firm, Plunkett Cooney. We're working through some of the things for your father's rights and for his offsprings and mm-hmm. making connections for you to have that happen. One of the things, though, I mean, it's chilling, Mike, isn't it chilling to hear that one of the heroes of our time, you want to think about fight for a moment?
To suggest this was a humble beginning is an understatement, obviously. And know, then he wasn't drafted out of college, and yet he played, what, 14 years, Richard, in the NFL?
From 1952 to 1965.
Wow. Wow. And it the thing, you know, being wrapped up in papers, this baby was, I mean, he was a fighter from the womb, man. He was a fighter from day one, you know?
Day one, there it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Never gave up, and now he's one of the top greatest 100 players of all times.
How much film footage have you seen of your dad playing?
I've seen as a kid, not just as a kid, but as in my early 20s, my dad had an apartment down in Atlanta, and he had a lot of the old films there, you know, where he stayed at with him and his girlfriend. So I used to watch a lot of those films that actually had no sound to them.
Oh, wow.
And just to watch them and not have no sound effects, you would sit there and cringe when you saw him hit somebody. You would make the sound effects because you knew it was a heck of a hit.
Yeah, right, right.
So Richard, how do you get the moniker Night Train?
That went back to years ago. He used to go over to one of the rooms to visit, and I believe it was the Buddy Morrow. The song was always playing Night Train, and he knocked on the door, and he said, "Come on in, Night Train." But my father often thought that they were being a little racist with him because they were calling him Night Train. He didn't realize that that's not what they were doing until one day they had a game that they played, and Night Train ended up putting a heck of a hit on Charlie Choo Choo. So that newspaper article wrote, Night Train derails Charlie Choo Choo. And from then on, he kind of loved that name.
And that's something.
That's awesome.
So when you obviously saw the documentary, and I'm sure it's coming together in piece parts and the like, you know, there had to be, you tell us, but there had to be moments with tears. There had to be moments of laughter. There had to be moments of, you know, just kind of silence and then, you know, applause. I mean, kind of give us the pulse of how you felt when you walked out of that. Did you feel all those different types of emotions when you came out of that?
And our director, Eric, and the guys from Elevate, who are directing and sponsoring this, man, they really put this together. They were able to put some music to this from like in the 50s, 60s and 70s. They made this thing connect with the music, the theme. They even put some cartoon to it. And I don't want to spill too much of the beans, but this thing really, really came together. I mean, it had its moments where it had you laughing and it had sad moments. And then there was a moment where I talked about my dad and a certain situation that I had, that ends up being a very, very sad situation with his last wife, Dinah Washington. Mm. But you guys are going to have to watch this documentary. I don't want to spill the beans on too much, but
I promise you we will.
And laughter.
I promise you we will, and it would be an insane privilege to watch it with you someday. I mean, fact of the matter is that God gave me the heart and the brain, but didn't give me the DNA to play the game. But I love, and you know, I've been a season ticket holder. I love football. It's but for that, I doubt I'd be the attorney I am at times, just because, you know. I mean, you got the two-a-days, you got the practice, you know, it's everything. So, teaches
you know
not to quit.
They changed the game.
Yeah, they got bigger helmets, obviously.
No, they didn't get better helmets. My dad, you know, after they kept changing the game, he told him there wasn't a good tackle below the eyebrow. So, you know, he was always a headhunter. So
oh, man.
They banned the face mask. They banned the clothesline. And then what else was it? The horse collar.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, guys don't realize it. The younger guys, they don't realize if they'd been playing back then, a lot of those guys would be out for injuries. You know, it's a whole different game. It's a whole different game now.
It is. It is. But you know what? I don't know. There's something in the water You look at we just saw Lomas. Got to love Lomas. But, Mike, would you want to be hit? I mean, look at that guy, Lomas. I mean, shoot.
That guy's half of what he was weight-wise when he played. I wouldn't mess with Lomas.
No. But, I mean, at the end of the day, the size of these guys is just, you know, every year it seems they get bigger and faster. I got to ask you, so you are now currently working through all of this. The next step is making sure that the family's protected with your dad's rights. When do you expect this to air after that's all done? When do you think this will come out?
Well, this year, like I said, is its 50th anniversary for the NFL Hall of Fame. So we want to be able to have that ready to go before then. We've been checking around places to preview this. Our ultimate goal is...
Did I just lose him? Yeah. Well, we'll have to bring him back at some other time. I don't know what just happened there, but...
can't wait for that movie to come out.
No, I can't wait either.
This guy's a legend.
Yeah.
He's a legend. But I didn't realize that.
I'm still here. If you
can hear. Okay. Yeah, now we can hear you.
Yeah. Somehow. Yeah, I'm still here.
So. All right.
Well, we lost you on the board, but... so you're anticipating, Mr. Walker, this to come out... this year for his 50th.
This year, that's the ultimate goal. 50-year anniversary, celebrating the 50 year, bringing the documentary out. Last year, we were invited down to L.A. They brung us out on the field at halftime. They announced my dad's 70th anniversary of him still holding the record. No one breaking his interception record.
Well, my man, my heart out to you and your family, and I'm so glad it's coming. We'll be in touch. Thank you so much, Mr. Walker.
Congratulations, Richard.
Definitely a pleasure. Thank you.
Nice meeting you guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye. We'll be right back with Behind the Bench just after this.